Hello and welcome to the Catholic News Update for Tuesday, the 22nd of November. Sisters of the Missionaries of God's Love in Quakers Hill have featured in a Sydney Morning Herald report on an increase in women interested in vocations in Sydney. Three new candidates in their early 20s, attracted to the MGL's radical vow of poverty, its special ministry to youth and its call to a life with God, are set to join them in the Order's rented Quakers Hill household next year, helping boost its numbers from 3 to 8, the report said. The Sydney Morning Herald also stated that a further 9 young Australian women, aged 18 to 36, have joined the Dominican Sisters of St. Cecilia in Nashville. Experts from the Pontifical John Paul II Institute in Washington, D.C. have launched a free online journal called Humanum to address issues surrounding the family, marriage, love, health and human life. Humanum is all about the human, said editor Stratford Caldecott. What makes us human, what keeps us human, and how to rescue our humanity when this is endangered. The journal has a particular concern with issues that directly affect the poor and the vulnerable in our society, he said. Humanum aims to engage contemporary themes such as childhood, bioethics, education, work ecology, medicine, health, and also review important and influential books. Australian Mercy congregations and their sisters from Papua New Guinea will form a new Institute of Sisters of Mercy of Australia and Papua New Guinea on the 180th anniversary of the founding of the order next month, the sisters have said in a press release. The new institute, which includes 14 of the 17 Mercy congregations, is to take effect on the 12th of December, the anniversary of the founding of the Sisters of Mercy by the Venerable Catherine Macaulay in Ireland. More than 550 guests turned out to a dinner on Saturday evening hosted by the Priestly Fraternity of St. Peter and collectively raised more than $150,000 for the completion of a novitiate house. The FSSP trains priests in the rite of the Roman Missal of 1962, or the extraordinary form of the Mass. Cardinal Pell addressed the guests, saying, "I'm a supporter of overseas study, but I'm also a believer in putting down roots in your own country." Police have arrested 7 people over the murder of an Indian nun on the 16th of November. Attackers killed Sister Valsa John in her home in a remote village in eastern Jharkhand state. The death of the Sister of Charity was at first thought to be linked to her advocacy for the poor against a local coal mining company. Yesterday, local police chief Arun Oran said the case was complex but added that Sister Valsa's attackers had wanted to prevent her from taking a 20-year-old rape victim to the police and to save the alleged rapist from arrest. Christ the King was honoured in a historic way on Saturday night with a massive electronic holy shout-out by 23,000 participants in the National Catholic Youth Conference in America. Bishop Christopher Coyne asked everybody attending the closing Mass, obviously after it had finished, to text, email or tweet the words "Called to Glory," the conference theme, to family members and friends throughout the US. Murmurs began to spread through the quiet football stadium when Bishop Coyne surprised the conference participants by asking them to turn off their cell phones at the end of Mass. "For over 2 hours now, we have turned this space into a holy place where holy people have listened to holy words and done holy things and received holy gifts," Bishop Coyne said. "I want you all to dig out your cell phones and turn them on because we're going to do a holy shout out. I don't think this has ever been done with a crowd like this, and maybe the first time at a big Catholic gathering. I want you to type in "Called to Glory." After he announced the holy shout-out, the teenagers, collegians and others in attendance quickly typed in the words and then awaited his cue to press the send button on their cell phones. "When I say we are," Bishop Coyne told them, "we are going to shout out "Call to Glory" and you're going to send it out to all those people out there on the internet that are watching us and all the people we love. We are going to spread that greatness to the call to glory. Are you ready? We are called to glory." And that's it for today's Catholic News Update. Thanks very much for listening. Look forward to speaking to you again tomorrow. God bless.